Welcome to the Happiness First Radio Show, where you learn to consciously create the life you want. Your host, Lorraine Gordon, an expert in law of attraction and present moment awareness, along with her expert guests, give you the tools you need to focus your attention and thoughts to create your best life. And now, here's your host, Lorraine Gordon.
Welcome to Your Happiness Way Radio with me, Lorraine Gordon. I'm your host and online coach. My regular listeners know that my message is that you can have it all. And if it's material goodies that you want, I say it's happiness first, then the riches will follow. The expert guests that I bring you and the knowledge that they bring you is to help you create a happier and a more love-filled life, a more abundant life in every way. My past message and years of successful coaching and teaching was all about manifesting things, all about bringing stuff into your life. And I learned it well. I did it well. And I did have it all. But I learned the hard way that things don't necessarily bring you happiness. And then I realized that I had to learn to be happy. And then getting the material goodies that I wanted became much easier. You see, things don't really bring you happiness. Of course, they add to your life if you appreciate them. And I learned that in order to have it all, we have to begin with happiness. And that's why I say happiness first. Riches will follow. I want to thank you for being such loyal listeners and keeping my show in the top 10% of its kind. I know that your time is valuable, and I thank you for spending it with me and all of the expert guests that I bring you. Today, I am very excited to be bringing you a new friend of mine and a man who deeply touched me when I saw one of his videos on the internet. His name is Paavo Nazaruk. He is an author, an entrepreneur, a traveler, and a believer. And at the young age of 19, he had his first enormous success when his company became one of the most successful in all of Poland, his native country. And from that point, Paavo went into the investment world. And 1 year later, he achieved his second huge success, which resulted in a large financial gain. He realized, though, that these things were not bringing him the happiness that he was looking for, and this was the beginning of his spiritual path. Paavo discovered that neither money nor material success was the answer to his life dream of enjoying life and being happy. And at that point, his values changed, and he started looking for different projects and different ways to fulfill himself. He began to travel in his pursuit, and he met teachers and masters of happiness. And these people inspired him to create a project, which he says has been beautiful and life-changing, and he calls that project Five Pieces of Advice. I know I've been touched by Paavo. I've been lucky enough to be one of the key speakers in his project, and I know that it brings him and all who it touches happiness on a daily basis. And with that, I want to welcome you to my show, Paavo.
Hello, Lorraine.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for this beautiful introduction.
As if for all of you listening, you can hear the joy that Paavo brings to wherever he goes. He's just a joyful, very uplifting, fun kind of guy.
Yay! Yes, that's... Thank you, Lorraine.
It's fine.
I appreciate that.
It's true. Paavo, I want to ask you, how did your knowledge, all of a sudden, you're searching for... You gained success, sort of unheard of success in your native country, and it didn't give you what you wanted. How did this change your life?
That's a very good question, Lorraine. And I think when I hear the introduction of you, I think we have, on some parts, very similar story about this gaining and our experiences. So what I was thinking all my life, that the money, because my family never had it, I was pretty sure that money going to give me everything what I want, and I will be happy, and I will have joyful life, and all these kind of things. But as listeners know so far, that's never happened. And actually, I was never that much depressed when I had all those things. Instead bringing me happiness, it caused me a lot of pain, but also it's inspired me to see it farther, or look farther, or take a look on another way or other perspective or things like that.
So you mean you had never, while you were on your journey to make money, to be successful, you had not experienced depression yet. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
But after you realized it didn't give you what you were thinking it would give you, that's when you felt disappointed or depressed.
Of course, and that was, I think, is it a good time? I can tell a little bit of this story. Is that okay?
Of course. I want you to feel comfortable. Tell us your story.
Okay, so I wanted all, as you know. I want to know as what young guy can have. So I remember I bought a motorcycle, I rented a huge apartment in the center of Warsaw, and I bought my Jaguar, and I had all these kind of things. I travel a lot, and I was thinking that going to bring me happiness. But I remember I had my bucket list or something similar to that, and I start make it point by point, make it happen. And on that point, when I achieved the most of it, I remember I was lying on my bed in my huge apartment in Warsaw, alone, by myself, and I was so unhappy. And my life looks like it have no sense. Or so what is the next step? It's all life about this making things happen, about making money and achieving those goals. And I was completely, I didn't know what's going on. I didn't know why. I didn't know why I'm feeling this way. It's supposed to be just the opposite.
So you're right. Your story is almost identical to mine, only my knowledge happened while I was doing a meditation in my hot tub. It was like, so what? I have all this stuff, but what does it mean?
Yes. That's why I remember hearing your stories. I was thinking, how is that possible that actually we attract each other and we talk? Because the story is really similar. And I think even what's happened after, it means the self-growth or a search inside, or trying to find other values. It's kind of similar journey.
It really is. And the eventual path that it brought both of us to was to spread our message to others to help them. Because, you know, strangely enough, I think in this country, we always hear money doesn't bring you happiness. We always hear that. I don't know if you hear that in Poland. Maybe not, because there might be more of a struggle over there to have things, right?
Yes, it is, but we also have this saying here, yes.
But strangely enough, we kind of don't believe it until we actually experience it.
That's very true. I agree completely.
And so tell the story about how you were on the train. This was the story that made me cry.
That was 2 years ago. And I was sitting there, and next to me sat older American guy. And he was maybe 72, maybe 75 years old. And I remember, because I'm kind of open guy and I like talking to people. I like people. And I'm trying always to see the best of them, or trying always to make them laugh or something like this. And I remember I start talking with this guy, and we had great time. We laugh and we had great conversation about life and about achieving success. And But beside that, he was funny. He also had kind of wisdom inside of him. I remember I was amazed, and I felt this guy knows something on the different levels that maybe I don't know. So I remember he was going to Bahamas, and he had his yacht there, so he was also very successful. And so I, in one point of this great conversation, I asked him, hey, could you give me 5 pieces of advice from the young guy like me? You have probably, I don't know, 40 more years experience than me. So, you know, just 5 things. And I remember that what he told me changed my life. It was, he told me, you know what? I cannot really give you 5 pieces of advice, but I can tell you what I really, really regret in my life. I really regret that I haven't spent more time with my parents. And I asked him why. And he told me, you know, I was always busy. I was always making money. I was always doing all these business projects. And in one point, I was sitting in my office, normal, usual day, and I received a call, and police was calling that my parent just died in a car accident. And I remember when he was telling me the stories that his tear came to his eye and immediately mine also. And he told me, you know what, there's some things that we cannot do in the future, and we can do them only right now. There is some things that we cannot do. The life is unpredictable. And I remember that deeply touched me, this story touched me in this moment. I was kind of shocked and then start thinking, because the story was very similar to my story. It means that I never had time to my parents, and I remember I had all these resentments towards them, and I didn't want to see them. I didn't come to Christmas one time. And this story of this guy, it showed me that my parents can be gone tomorrow or even more. They could be gone tonight. So it means that the life is unpredictable. And if my parents could be gone like tonight, I would be left with this huge regret that I haven't spent more time with them and I haven't rebuilt this relationship, or I didn't change it in my past. So I remember I was on my way to my hometown, and when I came back, I completely turned around my entire relationship with my parents, and I really, from that point, this guy changed my life. And I also told this story to my brother, to my sister, and it's changed the life of my entire family.
Wow.
How we treat our parents and how we spend time with them and things like that.
And I think we can also translate that to treating those that we love, not only our parents, but all those that we love, because they can be taken away at a moment's notice.
Yes.
But the interesting thing to me here, Paavo, is that it wouldn't have meant so much to you had you not already suffered, because your success didn't bring you what you thought it would. Had you still been on your journey of trying to get stuff, you wouldn't have been in a position to ask this man for advice, because you wouldn't think that you needed it. And so, to me, this is a great lesson to everyone listening out there, that we experience these lows in our life in order to get the lessons that will bring us more and more happiness. And we don't have to necessarily look at them as being bad or negative, because truly they can be leading you to your life's work, which in your case is exactly what happened.
Exactly. And also to going to that, I believe every struggle or every difficulties, many times it's a gift. It's not really a struggle. Many times it's a gift for us. So, and we could not understand this gift right now from our perspective, which we have on where we are right now. But after a few years, and when we're going to look back and see it once again, we can clearly see that it was a gift, or make some change in us or in our life, and that how we're supposed to treat difficulties.
Exactly, difficulties. I so agree.
Yes.
So in other words, if we look at every difficulty as, and can say to ourselves, well, what is the silver lining? You know, what could there be about this that is good that I may not easily see, and look for it And then if we can say to ourselves also, what can I learn from this? Then we can find the good faster.
I agree. I completely agree.
You know, so there are, we're hoping that this show gets to the ears of those who are ready to hear some of this information. I mean, so a lot of people out there are still under the, and I think most people are still under the impression that making lots of money and driving that brand new Jaguar or Bentley or whatever, and having that beautiful maybe woman or man on their arm, maybe that they don't even really communicate with, but looks great, is going to make them happy. And they haven't reached that point in life where they have recognized that it didn't.
yes. I agree. I completely agree. And that was my thinking as well.
Right.
So
for those,
I can relate to this.
Those people may not get it, but there are lots of people who will get it. And I want all of those people to know that neither Paavo nor I are against getting material goods. We both think getting material goods are great. It's
yes.
wonderful. We're just saying that shouldn't be the only thing. Right?
Yes, and if I can say something here, it cannot be the only thing, and it could be the outcome of our action or serving the world or making a world a better place or just giving a service to others. And from my perspective, like in my past, the getting material stuff or making money in financial world, there's no value for other people. It means money making money and only money contract, which makes more money. And there is no really value there. So that was this kind of sad story. That material stuff are great and the money are and cool and we want them and they are serving us. But from my perspective, it's really great if they are outcome of our great actions. So this is how I look like on this right now.
I get it. I really get it. And so you were on the
you do.
I try.
I know you do.
And so now you've listened to this man and you change your life. You become closer to your parents. Is that when you noticed that you became happier?
That was one part of them. After this money situation, after I experienced this pain or this kind of nonsense in my life, and this depression, I commit that I'm going to do everything or anything to change my life. And changing a relationship with my parents and with my close friends, which I didn't care about at that time, that caused me much more happiness.
So you realized it was happiness was more about your relationships and love and loving people?
Absolutely. Because it's one, I'm not saying the relationships are everything as well, because our life is on many different layers and levels. But the relationships, of course, and the love and the really, I rebuild not only a relationship with my parents, but I also rebuild relationship with my friends. And they become my best friends. And that's so amazing feeling. Because I was thinking that people should give me stuff and that they should take care of our relationships. But when I changed, I was the one who start taking care of that relationships. I was the one who start taking care of them. I was the one who first took a phone and called them and asked them, hey, how you doing? So I changed my perspective from more by taking to more to giving and to be there for others. And I was the guy who arranging those relationships. And that brought me so much and many happiness.
Isn't that beautiful? We see as you gave to others, giving became happiness rather than waiting to receive and getting.
Of course.
Isn't that interesting? You know, my great mentor, Deepak Chopra, says, give what you want to receive. That's how you get it, by giving it.
Yes.
So as you gave love or attention or time, did you find that it was reciprocal, that they too gave it back to you?
Of course. And of course, that one thing what I would like to say is that it's not happened right away. It's not happened immediately. And I really needed to have a lot of really honest conversations about life and what happened, what was different. I was not afraid of them. It means that I took my friends and I said, look, you're probably going to have only a few friends in your life, like the best friends. I would like to be one of them, and I would like to, you know, make sure that you can count on me, and I can count on you, and we build these relationships, and we actually make a rules. Can I share some of those rules?
Oh, I'd love it.
I mean, those rules are amazing. I really, it's made my friendships with those guys, because once my mentor told me that, do you know how the Jewish people cooperate together? And I said, no, I had no idea. So they, if, for example, one had a problem in his business, the other gathers and they invest money in his business, but they not borrow. So they not lend him. They not have any interest on those money.
So they give him money. They put money in his business as a gift.
Yes, but when he grow, he need to give it back, but with no interest. Uh-huh. And the rule is, when other going to have a problem, you need to also to take money from your business and give. So with my friends, I remember we make a rules that every time if some of us going to have a financial problem or going to need money, and we will be able to help, we also do and never. And never we going to have any interest on that. So it means that it's just friendship. And when we give, it's okay to, for example, we make a rules, okay, when you think you can give back, but we already know that it can change even for a few years. And we talked about this. And so that, for example, that was one of the rules. Second rule was that we can make money together, but never we're going to make money on ourselves. So it means before, when I had my business and I was selling a motorcycle and scooter parts, when some of my friend was coming to me and he wanted to buy a parts, I gave him discount, but I was making money. And the same was with them. And we made a rule that in this friendship, that in this the closest friendship we're going to build, we never going to make money on ourselves. That always we're going to, for those relationships, we can make money together, but we never make money on ourselves. And
you would sell it to them at your price now without making any profit at all.
Yeah, but it's maybe that was not a good example, but when we, because they were involved in financial world as well, and when was a big commissions coming in from the money outside, and that was the point where we going to, who is going to make money on who, because their commission need to go from somewhere. And so that was a rule which we established, and it absolutely changed and improve our relationships, because
sure, it's like you trusted each other.
Of course, very much. Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of how my family treats each other. We give each other at our cost whatever it is that the other may want.
Maybe it's normally in the United States that you.
My brother-in-law, for example, is an eye doctor. He does all of our eyes for free. My husband is in energy conservation and air conditioning. He does all of his brothers and cousins for free. That's just how they do. And it becomes very even because everyone gives to each other. So no one ever feels like they're not getting.
Yes.
It's kind of nice.
It's great. And that was not usual, or this is not what you can meet on a daily basis. It's the rules are so simple or so basic. And this is how it's supposed to be with friends and family. But believe me, here when I grew up, it's not usual.
Well,
it's not like that.
I think in your country also, I think you told me the standard of living was maybe a little harder, more difficult, correct, than it is here in the U.S.? And I think when people are when they need, you know, when they need, it's more difficult to give. You know, when you need food or you need luxury or you need something, it's more difficult to get to that point where you feel free enough to give. That almost takes having plenty. So that might be why, but that was a beautiful lesson, Pavel.
Yes, that's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Beautiful lesson. Now, I want to ask you, how do you feel I know you're coming out with this incredible program that I've been fortunate enough to be part of, and it's called 5 Pieces of Advice. How do you feel this is going to change people's lives?
Okay, so this is a very interesting, very, very interesting project. And what is this project all about? Because I think everything came with this story about this older American guy who changed my life. From that point, I started to ask random people about, hey, could you give me a 5 piece of advice? Because the story of this person was so powerful in my life that I wanted to get more. I gained a perspective from this guy. And because of that, I didn't have to do this mistake. I didn't have to wait until my parents going to be gone to change my life. So I wanted to gain more perspective, and I figure out if I will ask a lot of people that I will have a lot of perspective, that I will learn so much faster, and probably I will avoid more mistakes. But when I was thinking about this, in one point it came to me that we have access to something much bigger, to something what I called a collective wisdom. So basically it means that if we're going to ask thousands of people around the world about mistakes they made, but also about decisions they made, right? So we can gain this other perspective. But if we're going to ask enough people that we're going to have access to this collection of collective wisdom. It's like a guidelines for life. So, and when I was thinking about that, it's going to work the same way with mothers. So, for example, if we're going to ask mothers around the world about mistakes they made or the things they made right about their motherhood, so we're going to gain a beautiful collection of wisdom for other mothers. So when some mother is new in the motherhood and she pick up this collection of this wisdom, she could be better mother so much sooner because she is able to understand the different perspective from all those mothers.
So this is going to work for people learning how to be a better mother, people learning how to be a better person in general.
Yes.
Maybe even a person learning how to be a better business person with their employees. I mean, you're covering
exactly.
It all, correct?
Yes, yes. We're covering 6 of them. And we're working on this. So it means I'm preparing a documentary series of the books, a book series, and this global platform where everyone can go and listen and read those stories, and everyone can become a mentor. Everyone can share this story with other people.
Oh, that's so neat. So you're basically saying pay it forward as they learn from you or from your documentary that will be coming out soon. It's actually teaching people, your audience, how to do the same for others, how to offer helpful advice. Of course, the difference is you are also asking for advice. What do you think about it when someone gives advice when they're not asked? Sometimes people don't like it so much.
I think so. Sometimes we just want to, it depends on the situation, but sometimes, for example, we just want to talk about our emotions and we don't want to hear an advice, especially many times from the close people for us, that we just want to be heard and we want to be listened and we just want to experience this empathy. So, we need to figure this out when we want, or maybe when we can give advice, and also we need to talk about this in relationship with other people and ask them sometimes, hey, I just would like to, could you listen to me? And I would like to know, I don't want to have any advice
about
this.
Pavel, that was a good piece of advice. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorraine.
So basically, Pavo is saying to be sensitive. Sometimes people just need to be heard. Sometimes we just have to be a good listener and be empathic and show that we care. And did you learn that from someone on one of your one of your interviews? Or are you just getting very wise in your young years, Pavo?
Thank you very much, Lorraine. I had it a little bit before about this concept about hearing and about when I was on my journey to discover what is happiness and what makes me not only happy but fulfilled and joyous and how to build a very beautiful relationships. But I remember the person who covered this topic was Carla McLaren. And we were talking about emotions, but not only about this, but in general about communication. So
yeah,
I hope so that was the answer.
No, it was a good answer. Thank you very much.
I'm really, guys, doing my best with my English and I'm trying to make sure you understand what I'm saying. So I hope so that you get the whole idea of what I'm trying to say.
Pavo, I think you know that not only are we're getting probably 90% of your words, but I think we can feel what you're trying to say. Because your feeling is coming across. It's very, very clear what your mission is to me, that it really is to pass forward what you received from this man on the train, that this man on the train changed your life so radically, made your life so much happier, that your life's mission now became to do the same for others by interviewing and talking to people who you felt had the wisdom that could do for many others what this one man has done for you. And that's why you created 5 pieces of advice, right?
Yes. The one thing is what I would like to say. My idea is to connect those wisdom coming from experts like you, Lorraine, and experts all over the world, with wisdom coming from everyday people. Because what I believe that we all learning by mistakes. It's pretty obvious. We every day everyone is making some mistake, and from this mistake we're getting a life lesson. And this life lesson, a lot of mistakes and a lot of life lessons, it's giving us the life wisdom. So what I believe each of us has a story to share, has a wisdom inside of him. So, but this wisdom is the most of the time uncovered and never noticed, because maybe in some family we're sharing about this, but never on the wide scale.
Right.
So I really would love to uncover this wisdom and collect and gather and explore and share with people.
You know, and to that end, Pavo's doing it in a big way, but he's also offering you, the listening audience, a gift of some of the interviews that will be published when it comes out in the documentary. He's offering you this gift for free, and you can get some of these 5 pieces of advice from these experts by just clicking on the link where you found the show, and you'll see Pavo's free gift to you. Just click there and you will be led to a place where you can download some very valuable knowledge that hopefully will change your life the way Pavo's life has been changed.
Exactly. Thank you, Lorraine, for this beautiful introduction of this gift.
I want to thank you for giving it to us, because I think that, you know, it shows that that's in your heart. You want to give, you know, and you know, I think that's the big message here is giving. I think that's really the biggest part of your message is about giving, because this man gave to you, you gave to your parents, then you began to give to your friends, then you now want others to give to the rest of the world. It's the bigger message is the gift of it all. And I think I just realized that.
it really is about giving. And I believe, for example, what kind of make me happy, or what make me that I want to wake up every morning with a smile on my face. It's One of the lessons I learned that if I really want to do some cool project and I want to be happy in the same time, the project need to fulfill three things. It need to be good for me. It need to be good for others, and it need to serve some higher good. And this piece of advice, it's actually doing that. It served the higher good, and and it really works, because when you kind of feel you are changing the world or making a world a better place, it's this invisible energy. It's going kind of from inside, and it's making you strong and making you unstoppable on this journey. So I think it's one of the most important things in project or business that you listeners would like to do, that make sure that it serves the higher good. It's not only good for you and good for others, but it's do something good for the world.
Wow. And so that's how you feel this will affect the world. You feel that it will just sort of ripple out, that people who listen will just learn to do something for the world in general?
That's one of my plan. But for example, there is a psychologic mechanism in this, because when we give something, so for example, if we ask people to become a mentor, it means to share their story, their life lesson. People, when they're giving, they feel good because they're giving, but also they feel important. When I was doing those interviews on the street, I felt and I saw when we catch this material, how people felt important. And sometimes probably they haven't feel important for months. Mm. And by giving this interview and by knowing that this interview going to be seen by other people, they felt that they doing something for the world. And so that bring them also the benefits. So it's not only benefits to the receiver, but also there is a benefits to the giver.
That's kind of a deep, deep thing to discover. Will you tell the audience how old you are?
Of course, I'm 26 right now.
But 26 years old, most...
Wait a second. Asking this question once again.
How old are you?
You're asking about the age of my body or the age of me?
Well, you're very lucky that the age of your body is only 26 and not
yes,
the age
true.
Of your spirit.
Yes,
because
that's true
you might
yes.
be having trouble walking. You know, if your body was caught up to your spirit, you'd be in a wheelchair or something, right?
Maybe, yeah, I think, yes, probably.
Okay.
I feel like a 36, maybe. I really feel like that. And
oh, you
my
feel like
30,
36? I was
yes,
thinking
my,
you
my
felt, that's still very young, Bobo.
That's
but,
still very young.
But what I'm saying, well, by my perspective, it is, you know, isn't that funny? Age is everything. It's simply a matter of your perspective, you know, your perspective will tell you. To me, 26 is young, 36 is young, 46 is young. But I think you're a wise old soul. Much older than 36. What is your vision, Paavo, of how your five pieces of advice is going to eventually affect the world?
I love this vision. And so this ultimate vision, what I can see and what it could cause, the five pieces of advice, if we really make this platform and we really make this because we still need more financing, that's why we organize a campaign, but when we make this happen ultimately, and the five, and imagine that we have people from all over the world, and we have traveled all over the world, and we have stories from all over the world, but also the people from all over the world coming to the platform, to this website, to share the piece of advice or to share the piece of inspiring stories. Even in the many languages, we're going to pick up the best and we're going to translate them to other languages and share with the world. But if we're going to have this kind of reach, we would like to ask those people or explore what mistakes we made as a race, as a humanity, as a generation. So it means that we're going to ask those people what they think that we did right as a generation, as a humanity, as a race. And we're going to gather this wisdom, and we would like to create something for a future generations. It means that, imagine that you are born in some part of the world, and you are still growing up in their mindset. And I believe the mindset which getting when we are born, it's kind of brainwashed. We are brainwashed when we function in this societies.
Yes.
So now if we going to gather a collective wisdom for future generations, so we can say, hey guys, we did this. We as a humanity, as a race, we are not happy right now. There is no even peace in the world right now, because we couldn't make it happen. So this is our mistakes. We get rid of the trees. We didn't focus on love. We allow those people to rule the world. We thought we were greedy, but the things we made right was this, this, and this. And create a series of the movies or the series of the books or some kind of source that some kind of media that we could share this, and we can leave it as our heritage for the future generation to handle that, and saying, don't do it. Do it other way. This could be possible other way to have a better world. So I can see this project ultimately can create this thing, which can, because it's really hard to change the world, and I'm really trying to not use those words, because I think many of people use those words too much. But maybe I'm not going to see this change. Maybe my children are not going to see this change, but ultimately, if we're going to work on this and make sure that they're not going to be brainwashed what is really important and what really matters in life, to buy a new car and to those everything, corporations and things like that, and cutting trees for money, that they, if we're going to make sure that they understand that, they could make a change,
right?
Because of us.
Right. You see it as a really large, large ripple. As others listen and learn, they can teach others, and the wisdom will spread far and wide. And what has been, Paavo, what has been your biggest inner challenge in moving forward with this?
I think fear of rejection, because honestly, I need to make this project happen. I need to reach out to a lot of people, because if we want to make it happen, if we want to make a campaign happen, we need to reach out to bloggers, marketers, YouTubers, and ask them, hey, this is what we're doing. Would you like to say something to your audience about us? And would you like to, kind of be part of it, share some advice or share your story with the world? And I really... there was one point when I was terrified.
Yeah, and you got a lot of people called you right away and said, hey, I want in, right?
That's true. That would happen.
I remember you telling me, yeah.
But also, this process is still going on. And I remember I was waiting, and I was one click away to send this email, and I felt paralyzed. And that was so strange to see this in my life. And so I think that was one of the biggest challenge. Maybe it's not something special, but I really had a challenge with it, to overcome this and to grow beyond myself and beyond this fearful self.
I think it's a huge challenge for a lot of people. I think so often people don't express themselves for fear that of being rejected, or for fear that their idea isn't considered important. I think for many, many people, it's a difficult thing to overcome. And maybe you can give us and our listeners a piece of advice about that. How did you, what inspired you to overcome that fear?
One first thought which came to my mind is, everything going to be all right. So this is my first thought, which I'm probably my mind using to calm down myself and see, okay, that's going to be all right. But also, in the other perspective, it's about statistic. So it means there is no way that if you're going to send 1,000 emails, there is no way that nobody going to respond to you. There's just no way. There will be at least 0.1% people who respond. And that really works. So I'm calculating my outreach about 1%. So it means if I want to, I don't know, start conversation with 40 people, I need to send 4,000 emails. And of course, sometimes it's bigger, and I think I didn't have less than this. But so there is a lot of projection from 4,000 emails.
And so it worked out for you. And now I know that you also are still looking for people. Is that not true? Are you still open?
Of course.
So that means that for all of you that want to get in touch with Tavo, maybe you have something to say. Maybe you have something to share or some advice that you feel you want to get out there. Or perhaps you have a show or you're a blogger and you'd like to have Tavo on as your guest. I will also list Tavo's website and the ways in which you can get in touch with him. And I know that you will respond to them. Correct, Tavo?
Of course. I mean, this is the whole our idea. And this, I see it as a project for years. And we want inspiring stories. And even more, we want promote those stories. So our beta version of the website of our platform is worked this way that everyone who is sharing his or her wisdom, there is a place for his picture, name, website, bio, or I don't know how to pronounce it.
Bio is right. Yeah, bio is great. Uh-huh.
Yes. And every time when people will watch it or read it, this piece of advice, when they click see more, they have all information because we want to. If you are helping people, we won't promote you. Because if you are already on the level when you doing this from the level of your heart and you want to do it, we want to make sure that it's going to reach as much people as we can. And we want to bring you business. And because we believe it's working like that. If you record or write inspiring piece of advice and someone read it or watch it because it can be video or piece of advice. And if it resonates with them and their life going to be different because of that, they will only check you out. You have a client for a lifetime because you get to him on the different level, on the level of the heart. And this is not level of the mind. And this is because of that, it's so powerful. This is how that works.
You know, I think this is probably your lifetime project, Tavo. I can see that, if you just feel so inspired to do this, it's as if you know this is your mission in life. And when you know something is your mission, you don't really have to gather energy. You just have it from within. Isn't that true?
It is. And additionally, all those great things start happening. Like, when I was in financial world, that doors was never opening for me like doors when I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm. Because this is the greater good, of course.
Yes, of course, exactly. This is for the greater good. And when it's something for the greater good, universe want to support us and help us. And I feel this support.
You know, Tavo, we've kind of reached the end of our time here together, but you have so much wisdom to share, and I want to invite you back again.
Yay!
And especially once you get your first series ready to go, so that we can tell everyone where they can find it and how they can enjoy all of this unbelievable advice that you've been able to put together.
I would love to, Lorraine. So I would love to be part of this once again. And I really appreciate this. And I really, you know, I know it took you more time than usual to prepare this. So we can tell guys that I had problem with preparing my bio in English, and Lorraine helped me a lot with this. I'm not that good in writing in English.
Well,
so
actually,
thank you, Lorraine.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, Pavel. It was my pleasure because, you know, I feel as if we spent some time together and I really did get to know you. And so that helped me understand what you were saying. And so if I was able to help you, I'm glad. And thank you once again. Do you have any last words of wisdom that you feel you really would like the audience to remember?
Yes.
Go ahead.
One thing which changing my life every morning, it's gratitude.
Ah.
Every time when I'm opening my eyes, I'm making sure that I'm finding at least 10 things to be grateful for before I take my legs on the ground.
I agree. One of the greatest and most important parts of happiness. Thanks once again so much for being my guest today, Pavel. And
thank you, Lorraine, for having me.
I look forward to talking to you in the very near future.
Thank you.
And for everyone else out there, I know that you want to be happy and enjoy peace of mind. Of course you do. And I promise you that you can be. You can be happy and enjoy all the things that you want in this life. You deserve to enjoy life and to feel confident and secure. And you've heard a lot of valuable information on my shows, particularly from Pavo just now, that will help you make happiness simple. But to make these practices stick and to make them work for you, you must have a calm and peaceful mind. And because of that, I'm giving you a free guided meditation that will help to bring you into that place of peaceful clarity. And you can get that by just clicking on the link here that says Lorraine's Free Gifts. And you're also going to receive a free book on how to use visualization to bring you more of your goals, to bring you more of the things that you're looking for in life. I know your time is valuable. I want to thank you so much for spending it with me. This is Lorraine Gordon. I'm your online coach. I see you having your best life. You need to see that too. And you need to make it a reality. I'll be back with you next week. Same time, same place. Namaste. And bye for now.
You've been listening to Happiness First, The Rest Will Follow, with Lorraine Gordon.
Because I'm happy.
She'll be back next week with another great show. And to learn more about Happiness First, visit LorraineGordon.com. That's LorraineGordon.com. Be sure to subscribe and receive some fantastic free gifts. Lorraine wants to bring you more of what you want, so please make a comment on the show page here. Or you can email her at Lorraine@LorraineGordon.com. And thank you for listening.